Welcome to the Brown Bricks Podcast, the most amount of fun you can have while listening to a podcast. I'm a little hungover.
And I'm Jack. And
I'm Jackson.
Also, I'm Phineas.
Why hungover? What'd you do? Did you drink?
I didn't have too many drinks after work. I had a shot of beer, but then I got really high at home.
Ooh.
And as I get older, my hangovers have gone from like, oh, I'm hungover, I'm going to sleep in, and I sleep a ton, to my body going, you are dehydrated and in pain, and so you will be awake right now, and that sucks. And then I got this AC unit in my window in my bedroom, and because it rained, all the water was dripping down onto the AC unit, and it was loud as hell. Ding, and I'm hungover, and I have a pounding headache. It's like, dung, dung, dung. I'm like, fuck, this is hell.
It does suck. Oh, my God. I've been getting used to, because there's a lot of people outside my window, I've been getting used to, like, playing rain sounds when I try to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I just play those, and I go to sleep faster.
Yeah. It's
like, the cacophony of noise kind of blends in all the other loud sounds.
Yeah, I like the sounds of rain, so long as it's not rain hitting a hollow box of metal, you know? Like, that's not so nice.
That'd be cool. That'd be a cool fucking, like, thing that you can play on Spotify.
Irregular dripping of water onto big metal box.
Irregular dog barking, like half barks and then, like, full barks.
That's the modern Chinese water torture right there, you know? They're just playing that to you while you're trying
to get
you
hungover. At first, they're like, we're not going to torture you. We're just going to have a good old time.
They get you with that one guy who, does, like, the typhoon or the tornado drinks or whatever.
The one guy? That's a million guys.
But he's, like, a Chinese guy, and he's always playing
Chinese
music.
I know what you're talking about. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, The new forms of torture are making you watch, like, the guys who are dunking Skibidi toilet toys in Nutella and doing a fun little voice.
Yes.
A speaker man.
Dual speaker man. Mm-hmm. No.
That's just the gummy rat guy. The kids think it's their own thing, but that's just the gummy rat guy.
I respect the gummy rat guy.
Gummy rat guy was, like, before his time, in the sense that, like, I'm convinced that that wasn't funny to, like, anybody, and that, like, it's just annoying.
I thought it was funny from the jump.
That's only because it came out during our time, you know?
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
I don't think kids are thinking this dude's just funny. They're just kind of watching it.
Yeah, I think it is just, like, a passive, like, as long as shit's going on.
Yeah.
I feel that, like, Skibidi Toilet probably reached, like, that 5-year-old age range at some point, because they're like, toilet's funny. Is funny. I'll give them that. Mm-hmm. Toilets are funny because you poop in there. And then after that, they're
That's not
like,
why they're funny to me.
What? Why are they funny?
Because you pee in them.
Because you coke off.
No. Who does that?
I don't know. If you don't have an other surface in the bathroom.
If you're in a public business, private business, and you got to go hide when you do it, you can do it off the toilet seat.
Yeah.
Wow. Gross.
The most stalls in America, then you'd see someone kneeling down. And you'd be like, are they puking?
Are they puking? Are they doing coke? Or are they sucking someone's dick? That's the question. Place your bets now.
They're sucking someone's dick, but you can't see his feet.
Because his feet are just they're having such a good time. They're going, whoa, 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 whoa.
His legs in the air.
Yeah,
they're just, like, they just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, you know it's the latter when it's like, you can hear the person going, whoa.
Yeah, they're taking off into space like Mary Poppins.
That's the sound I make when I'm puking, though.
Like, yeah.
Well, toilets are funny, but that's not why they're funny.
Why are they funny?
I don't know.
All right, well, this is a bad bit if you don't have a follow-up.
Is that why? Do you think toilets are funny?
No.
Why not?
What do you got for us here? Where are you trying to take
it? I'm having a conversation with you, and I asked you a question.
I figured you had, like, a follow-up joke, but you just genuinely mean that you think toilets are funny.
But you don't know why.
But you do not know why, genuinely.
I don't find, toilet, like, poop and pee humor that funny. But
you do find toilets.
The shape of a toilet is a little humorous.
It is something where it's like they all look like that, and it's kind of weird. Like, they're not like a box.
No.
They're like a specific shape.
They have the weird roundness, and they have like the flap like a mouth.
Yeah, so they can kind of talk.
Yeah,
sort of a skibbity toilet situation.
Yeah, toilets that have eyes
on them, and that the lid flaps to talk. Those are funny.
Yeah, those are good.
I think we can all agree.
Well, the skibbity toilet is cheating because it has a head inside of it that is,
and that's like the funniest thing. Doing the talking, because like imagine if you were in a toilet.
Would skibbity toilet be better if it was googly eyed toilets that talk with their lips?
I don't think it would have gotten popular.
It would be more impressive, but definitely wouldn't have gotten the same amount of virality.
I think the virality comes from the fact that it's a guy poke. It's sort of like
the song.
Have you ever seen the back rooms? Have you ever tried to escape the back rooms?
No.
I only went to the back rooms one time, but it's when I was a kid and my parents helped me get out.
They helped you? They knew?
Yeah, we went there. Wow,
they knew the secret. They watched Built by Gamers and they were sweet.
I don't remember it very well.
Yeah. That happened to me too, but like three times, and I beat it by myself. I didn't need my parents' help. I know
that's why.
You talking about the game, or
that's why you're emotionally stunted now.
That is true.
Because your parents didn't help you when you got stuck in the back room.
Oh,
I said, "Mother, help! There's the weird
Mumsies,
radio
help
demon. I don't know what's back there.
I'm stuck on floor 317 of the back rooms.
There's not supposed to be a monster in the back room. People have bastardized it.
Wait, I don't know. Isn't there in that first video where the guy goes in the back rooms and there a monster who pushes him?
No.
At the very end?
It's not the first one.
I don't fucking
know. The first one's just like a 4chan post. It's like kind of creepy. And then a guy made like a short film.
I think the concept of just a never ending like series of hallways and stuff is way scarier than a creepy monster chasing you through them.
Yeah, but like
it's tighter as a concept. Certainly. Yeah.
It's like you can understand the existential horror in that where it's like,
yeah, you can't get out, and but there's always something else for you to like.
And
go
it could also
to.
Be like a metaphor. Like there's a lot you can do with that if you were writing a story. But if you add a scary monster man into it, you can make it a video game, and kids can be like, well, like the back rooms are just like level one. Get to level two.
Yeah, you got to get to the next stage.
Exactly, the evolution.
Like going through
the
next,
the front
room of the back rooms.
I love the back rooms; they're so cool.
Horror truly is a baby genre.
You know what else?
It's kind of ruined it with analog horror.
Yeah, no. That is the most like kiddified horror's ever been, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, what if like Mario, but he doesn't have eyes anymore and he eats you.
That which would has been going on forever.
If that
but
was
now
real,
it's
though, you got to admit, you'd be scared.
I would not want
if
that.
If you saw Mario with blood pouring out of his eyes, a knife, you would be scared.
I was only thinking about it in terms of like if it was fake.
Yeah,
and
you weren't
video.
Thinking about
but
it.
If that was real, I would not like that. Yeah, I would not like that at all.
I would really
it would be
upset.
Oh.
If I open my copy of Mario Wonder and all of a sudden Yoshi's head falls off like while he's jumping.
Fuck, did that happen?
No,
it'd be
but
scary,
if it did,
though.
If it did, I would not like that. That'd be fucking awful.
Yeah, Peach picked up like a chainsaw and she stabbed Luigi with
what
it.
The fuck?
Yeah,
that's I don't like that. I don't like thinking about
she
that.
Starts,
I get why analog horror is scary now. It's just
she starts
so scary.
Cutting all the flowers that talk up.
Yeah,
been real mean to those flowers. I love those flowers.
Those flowers are cool. They say skibbity toilet.
No, they don't.
This is unintelligible.
What about the Brown Bricks podcast Creepypasta? It's like I was going to re-listen to my favorite episode of the Brown Bricks podcast,
and then you said there's someone behind you,
but then instead of the usual intro that we all know and love, they let out a guttural scream.
And I said, what?
But that's not what happens
that's
in this
not
episode.
What happens in this episode.
I thought, this is strange.
This is the Nog.
I guess there must be a bug with Spotify.
Just not very creeped out.
Then they talked about kids.
My phone.
And talked about eating them, not fucking
wait,
them.
Guys, we should get our own, you know, like the Star Wars scroller they have for like the time at the bottom of Spotify for certain Star Wars songs. It's like a lightsaber, but it's like,
oh yeah,
extending,
but it's my cock.
But we get one
getting
that's
harder,
a bunch of bricks
of
going across, and it makes more bricks going across.
Do you have like a hookup at Spotify?
Yeah, we gotta get a deal first.
Yeah,
it's gonna be hard. Yeah. To
I mean,
really
we have
that.
A deal. It's just That's a deal that they give everybody.
What about for our time thing at the bottom? It's my ass bent over as a long turd slowly pushes out.
Yeah, they'd really like that. After all the time spent establishing that brown bricks does not mean shit.
Yeah. No, we really haven't laid down the law on that.
We laid it down early, and then we've never really acknowledged it.
I mean, like, it's something where it's like if someone
we ripped the title for this podcast from fucking...
Yeah.
What was it? Cinemassacres.
Yeah, Cinemassacre. Like
which, and we got that specifically because we watched too much Oni plays.
Yeah. You know. So really, this, if someone's like, "Yeah,
it's a poor title."
Yeah, it means you're shitting yourself.
Which I take. It was my idea. I take responsibility for
none
being
of us had better ideas.
For being a hack on that.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. What do you got first, Jack?
Let's see. You know what? You know who did have a better idea?
Not
Israel when they posted this really cool video about Santa receiving a letter from Israel.
Born is the King of Israel. It's Santa. He's opening a letter from Israel, and there's a terrorist with a knife.
I'm writing to you for the first time.
On October 7th,
some bad people came into our house. They hurt my mommy and my little sister. Took my daddy away, and I'm still holding him. I'm all alone. I wish you could help bring my daddy back home.
Wow, that is so sad. Can Santa do anything about it?
So the kid wrote that note, but he just said he's Israel. The child is Israel.
The child is Israel. It's from Israel. Israel's writing this to me.
Like, you could have just, like, made that some, like, Israeli name for an Israeli boy. But
yeah.
No, I literally thought it was going to be the state of Israel being like, dear Santa, please help.
Help.
Jews don't celebrate Christmas, so they're already starting off
that
with a rock
kind of
foot
fun.
There.
Well, that's why she said it's the first time I've ever writing to you. She's like, normally I get all these sweet gifts for Hanukkah, but my dad got kidnapped, so that kind of sucks.
My dad got kidnapped, so now I believe in Jesus, and I'm writing to you, Santa.
You knew what was fucking up. But I think, at least with that, I think it's the lowest, they're trying to appeal to the lowest common denominator. Someone, when they see that, they're like, gonna cry. So you can't have like an Israeli name be associated with that. Otherwise, it's like, oh, who's that? It's like, oh, this is from Israel. This is talking about Israel. You need to just have the letter say Israel.
I mean, yeah, all the shit they're putting out is like, it's, they know Americans are watching it, and they're just trying to get as many Americans like as pro-Israel as possible so they can get the fattest bag possible.
Yeah, you know how you get me US. Pro-Israel? They got to remake that Folgers like incest commercial,
yeah, incest
but with Israeli people, but one of them gets kidnapped in the middle, and he joins the IDF to go rescue his sister that he wants to have sex
with. I'd do that, yeah. He's like, I really love
That'd
my
be
sister.
A long ad.
It's a long commercial, but they got the money for it.
You're my present this year. That the fucking soldiers of Hamas come in and kill their dog, and they're like, they kidnap him,
yeah,
and she joins the
best part of waking up
is Folgers in your cup. That's a great ad.
I know. I should be in the fucking ad business, though.
A modern retelling of Romeo and Juliet, but it's a member of Hamas.
What's wrong with that?
And an IDF soldier. An IDF soldier is going to be Gal Gadot, but yeah. I don't know who the Hamas member of Hamas will be.
It'll be...
I mean, I'm sure Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah,
will take
it'll be
the
Sacha Baron Cohen in brown face. That'll be a good look.
Yeah. You know, did you watch The Boy and the Heron, Jack?
I did not.
You
I heard
watched it
you
yet?
Said it was like unintelligible.
We did
it. Incredibly
like it.
Unintelligible.
I thought it was very incoherent. There just wasn't any structure to it.
I mean, like,
it's supposed
I hate
to be
say
dreamlike.
I hate
imagine.
To say it. That's a lot of Miyazaki movies where
yeah.
it's like,
no, not at this
things
level.
Just happen, and like you're just like, okay.
But there's like an emotional through line in those, or at least like you have a basic idea of like, you know, there's plenty of stuff unexplained, But like most of the stuff unexplained in most of Miyazaki's movies, it's like, okay, that doesn't need to be explained. The whole time you're watching this, you're like, what is the, like, the little boy has no personality. He says almost nothing the whole movie.
That's
and he kind of is just like flat faced, and like every situation he's going into, he's into these like incredibly weird magical worlds. He's just like, yep, magic's real. Let's deal with it. And you're like, all right.
Yeah. So they're just like, all right.
I figured out the original title is not Boy and the Heron, which makes so much sense. The original title is like the end of something. Like, it's the movie's literally about Miyazaki dying.
Oh.
It's like the whole like point of the film.
Okay. So there's like a through
line. No, you don't learn that until the end of the film.
Oh, okay. That would be funny.
You don't really learn Miyazaki, that until the end of the movie.
It like zooms out like MST3K, and then Miyazaki stands up from the crowd and says, this movie's about me dying. Think about that.
Blows his brain
but
out.
They didn't translate that title, and they just named it Boy and the Heron in America, which makes it seem like it's about the boy and the heron.
That's kind of what
when
I
it's not about like either of them really that much.
I do. It's like because most of Miyazaki's movies have this like dreamlike quality to them, where shit will just get dropped for no good reason, and like they'll show up in a magical place. But like what you said, where the guy doesn't like all of Miyazaki's movies, when like magic shit happens, they have like a person there that's like, oh, that's weird. That's fucking. Yeah. I don't like that. Or like that's weird. I don't know what that's going on.
Well, it spends so long before you even like go to the magical world, and it's like very slow burn, and then all of a sudden they're in the magical world and you're like, okay, now we're gonna watch the movie. And then they're like, all right, we're done with this part of the magical world, we're going to a whole new part, and it's a whole new dynamic going on. And it's like,
yeah, I can kind of see it more now as like maybe they're Miyazaki's like showing off his greatest hits one at a time before like, and then I'm dead.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Like, look at all these like stories I can tell, and now I'm not going to be able to anymore.
So like that's the idea?
That's what I'm forced to reinterpret it as, just to get something out of it, because otherwise...
Whatever really was intended, it is not a fun viewing experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think a lot of... Like, I've never hated Miyazaki movies, but my favorite Miyazaki movie is specifically Kiki's Delivery Service, because I think his writing lends itself to, like, less confrontational stories, where it's like shit just happens, and it's like makes you feel good. And so I like that about Kiki's, because every other thing... It's hard to like grab onto the emotion of like why things are happening, or like care about the characters. Whereas like if it's just normal witch girl delivering food, you're like, all right, I can get behind that. Like having less stakes makes his movies work a lot more, because then you're like, oh, like when shit just happens and like gets dropped, then you don't really care. Whereas like if it's like, I'm going to die, or like this is about me dying, then it's like, okay, so like there's a bunch of like, I don't know. This just doesn't make any sense.
There has to be some symbolism here, friend, and I'm not finding it.
Yeah, I never do. But yeah, Miyazaki sucks.
I wish he didn't do this as his last fucking film.
No, he's doing more films.
What?
He said Boy and the Heron's not my last film.
He's gonna die. He's literally dying like next year, I swear to God.
He told you. He said, oh, I'm dying.
Dude, he's like, what, fucking 85?
No, he's like 70.
Oh. He's way older.
I think he's like, not, he's old, but he's not like old. He had to come back.
It's pretty fucking old.
That's pretty old. But like, he's also like a crazy man. So like, yeah. I can imagine him making movies until the day he drops dead.
Yeah. Well, I thought the whole point was that this was his, again, comeback last film.
I think it was supposed to be Wind Rises.
I thought he said that.
And then he came back, and then people were like, oh, so this is going to be your last film. He's like, I never said that.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I think everyone thought that's what he was doing, and then he just said, like, I've never said that.
Well, he did say explicitly that this one's about his death, so I think it's funny to just be like, and now I'm making some more, baby.
And one X plus one.
I mean, this movie's doing fucking gangbusters, so there's no reason not to, I guess.
I don't know. Would it be better if you saw it high?
You're gonna get
a lot of movies would, especially like animated spectacles like this one.
Yeah, you're probably gonna be fine watching it high and get the same experience.
Okay, almost. So it's sort of like that dreamlike.
It is extremely dreamlike.
You'll be unsure of which parts were like watching it, you feel like, did I miss something? But you know you didn't when you're sober. If you get high, you'll be like, did I miss something? And you won't know.
Oh, that kind
if of you're sense. High.
Because then you're like, should I be...
But maybe they'll give you more benefit of the doubt.
And don't get high for the first part of the movie. You'll probably fall asleep.
Oh, so the first part is so slow.
You got to get some like late delay.
I love that idea that you're just like smoking in the middle. You're like, okay, the crane's here. Like, let's get fucking blasted.
Yeah, what you do is you take an edible right when it starts. Or...
Yeah. And then it like slowly comes up on you and then you're like, oh, wait.
By the time it hits, you will be in the part where you'd want to be high for.
Cool. That's our Brown Bricks recommendation.
Boy in the Heron.
It sucks, but if you want to watch it high, eat it edible right before it starts.
We watched it on Tuesday, so the tickets are cheap, which felt good.
Hell yeah. That is nice.
All right. You got a TikTok here I'm seeing that's about some lady who made a bunch of her employees various portraits that are them as Disney Pixar characters, but they did it using AI and it looks like shit.
Designed all my one size employees into Disney Pixar AI characters.
I just thought this was funny because I was like, is this a person who's not going to give like their employees bonuses and be like, no, I got you like Christmas gifts.
Yeah, that's like, ugly ass Christmas gift. I'm throwing that shit in the trash.
Well, like
would be so hard to like if she made you open it in front of her.
Yeah,
that'd be so hard to react like, to if that's like your boss.
Because like it's not like because if she like painted, if she was like, okay, I like painted you a picture. Yeah, like and it
I personally designed. It's like do you mean?
You just typed them all in. You're just like AI arts made a lot of like images that would normally be like, oh, that's like impressive that you like managed to do that. Like very unimpressive because it's like the bare minimum effort.
Aping the Pixar style is very easy.
Yeah. Well, you just say like Pixar. Like if you type Pixar into ChatGPT, it's like, I can't give you Pixar because that's copyrighted. So I'm going to use this other list of 100 terms that makes it look like a Pixar thing.
Really?
So that's because it did that with whenever you like say a name of a person or like a movie. So I just thought that was funny because I was like, I bet she's not even going to give them bonuses. I bet they're just going to be like, oh, and so what's my Christmas bonus? It's like that.
Bro, you know, to give AI artists some credit, it is impressive how they have a complete immunity to imposter syndrome.
Yeah, that is
really
fair.
Don't seem to care. Yeah,
I think it's like skipping that step of like, I've worked very hard at this, but I know other people have worked even harder. Like AI art is like, it's like it'd be like if you had an imposter syndrome about making Kraft mac and cheese. Like,
true, yeah.
It's like, damn it, people make lean cuisines way better than I make lean cuisines. It's like, nah, it's instant.
No, man, you have no skill involved here.
Yeah, it does fill you up.
What if you get
it
down?
It doesn't fill me up. No, I see it. I get really upset.
I used to eat a lot of Hot Pockets as a middle schooler. I had it down to the second. I was very impressed with myself. I'm like, it's like 30-something amount of minutes. And it was 37 seconds. I'm like, I have it perfect.
I am
a genius.
I know.
That is the
best.
That's method. The equivalent of those guys who are making like AI art tutorials who are like, I know the best way to do AI art.
And well, it's like, even then, you couldn't make a tutorial because every microwave is different. That's if you truly love Hot Pockets, you know that every microwave is different.
Do you guys think there's a right and wrong way to load the washing machine? Like your dishwasher, I mean?
I think so. I think like
I don't have a dishwasher right now. I'm hand washing.
What way do you load it? I guess I just load the bottom first and the top.
What do you put in the bottom?
Dishes, and then I put glasses at the top.
Dishes, yeah. No, okay.
Like plates.
Pots, plates, they go at the bottom.
Yeah, the big stuff. Big cups, stuff go bottom, cups go top.
Small Tupperware sometimes goes top.
Yeah, if you're feeling frisky.
Okay, you think that's completely right and it wouldn't work if you didn't do it like that? Or
I don't think it wouldn't work. I mean, I just think that
every dishwasher I've seen, it would be too short on the top.
Yeah, it'd be too short for the plates on the top.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that's where I'm forced to put those things.
Okay. Yeah, no, that
and
makes sense.
You know, and obviously, you got to do it so it doesn't fill up with water.
Okay,
you know?
I do it.
And?
Right. And?
That's the brown brick. Hot tip for a dishwasher.
Hot tip. We have boy in the heroin hot tip. We have dishwasher hot tip. We have is toilet funny hot tip. Man.
On a roll.
On a fucking roll.
Expand your mind.
See,
well, you guys didn't do anything weird with this, so, you know, there's no many places to go.
I figured you like threw that out there and you're like, I've got a fucking
you know what?
Banger.
Some people cook salmon in a washing machine.
I've seen that.
And I would say that that's the wrong way to do it.
What?
Stinko.
What do you mean they cook salmon in the washing machine?
You wrap it up in a tin foil, nice and tight so no water can get in.
Yeah.
And then it'll cook your salmon because the water's hot.
But why? Yeah.
I think it's mostly something people have done to be like, look, you can technically do this, but there was that one,
you get food poisoning.
There was that, it was like a TLC show about people who are super cheap.
Oh yeah. And then they were like, oh yeah, I wash my dishes. Like,
yeah, I can make dinner and do the dishes at the same time. And that's nasty. That's the wrong way.
Lazy ass bitch.
That's the wrong way to do your dishes.
Lazy.
Yeah, I wonder if YouTube has suppressed it. Salmon in a dishwasher. Okay, so it looks like some. Okay,
YouTube suppresses this knowledge.
Yeah, they don't want you to know.
You can't be allowed to find out.
Yeah, we're about to get nuked off the platform for telling you guys about this. Did you watch our most recent episode, Phineas?
I never got around to it.
So it's very funny because we have the stuff talking about the James Summerton.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the stuff that's like relevant and like cool about what's it. Like the H Bomber Guy video.
Plagiarism.
And that's all at like the very end because Jackson brought it up at the end and I completely forgot about it. I was like, oh yeah, we should talk about that. But then like the rest of it is just us like shooting the shit about video games and stuff. But I have an awesome thumbnail that people are just like, this is an hour long video essay on James Summerton or whatever.
I'm sure,
and they click on it and then it's just us talking about the VGAs for like 20 minutes.
Oh yeah.
And it's a lot of people not happy with it. And so, yeah.
Not happy that we're talking about the VGAs.
No, well, they're just like, I thought this was going to be like a well researched
James Summer.
Oh. Yeah. And no, it's a fucking
two
podcast.
Fucking
bro.
Retards talking about.
I mean, the thumbnail is a picture of like James Summerton like punching a woman or something.
It's a punching, it's him, Gojo, as James Summerton punching the word white women. Because that's like, he was like very anti white women in his video.
So. I mean, yeah, you gotta know. You gotta know. Yeah.
No, you have to know that it's not.
Hey, I want to talk to those people who's like, you're walking into a YouTube video titled like episode 127.
That's the big thing. It's like
the Brown Bricks podcast.
EP 127. They just think that's there for like, I think they probably thought it was going to be more of the podcast, but it was also like, you know, we can't make that many jokes about that. We can make jokes about video games and toilets. And washing
our dishes
and doing dishes. You know what else we can make jokes about?
What else can we make jokes about?
Have you guys seen Blackstone's holiday video?
No.
Are you familiar with Blackstone? Black Rock.
Black Rock?
Yeah, Black Rock.
Yes.
Black Rock is like an investment firm that owns most of the real estate in the United States. They're about as evil as a company can get with like consolidating assets and like basically owning a lot of markets that people would normally.
They're also called BlackRock, so they just sound evil already.
But
I don't know why homelessness is up 12%.
If you wanted to, you know, revamp your image with a Christmas video, I think this is probably how you'd want to do it.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, I certainly hope it's not. Okay, it's not on 2x speed this time.
Okay.
Cool. Isn't that great?
Good for you. He figured it out. Working at the office. Taylor Swift. Four.
Genius! Emergency meeting right now.
Wow. Oh,
this all started when John went to see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour.
Yeah, he claimed he only went to take his daughters, but I heard he packed multiple outfit changes.
This nerdy
now
ass CEO is going to every Taylor Swift.
Ever
concert.
Since he went to that concert, he's acting like he discovered Taylor Swift.
Has anyone
doing
here heard of Taylor
thing.
Swift?
Yes.
No. I mean, yes. We've been going about everything wrong. We need to go on tour like Taylor.
Kill you.
We will raise $1 billion.
John, we managed to raise $1 trillion professionally explaining our disciplined and thematic approach to investing. Can't we just stick with that?
Fireworks, glow sticks, those little helmets with the ice cream.
This is going to replace fundraising?
I have it all. And then an epic performance starring us.
His idiocy knows no bounds.
Seriously?
We're on mute, right?
For sure.
Nope.
This is...
Why is it so fucking long?
Long-ass video.
Christ.
Just this once.
What the fuck? Dude. What's even the gag anymore?
No, then they just perform. It's all of the BlackRock executives performing a Taylor Swift song, performing Shake It Off, and they're all singing that. Why is it so long? Either way, it's a... I just thought that was funny.
Well, you know, they're not actually doing anything. They're just sitting on assets, so they got a lot of time to wait.
Yeah.
What? That's not a company that needs to make, like, ads or promotional stuff.
Yeah.
But they I feel do like, for their own PR.
Yeah, they do it just to, like, feel better about themselves.
But, like, who PR, like, for who? Right, because people already hate BlackRock, but like we can't do anything about it. That's the cool thing about working at BlackRock is you get to be evil. But
well, now they fucked up. You're just like, what are you where their office is.
You're just a rich guy making money for more rich people. Who like? Why does PR even matter?
Yeah, that's
what's gonna happen.
It matters to everybody. You know, you want to make sure you feel like what you're doing is good and like you're making people happy.
It might be internal PR. Yeah. It might be a lot of the people honestly. Are like, I'm evil. I think we're all evil, and they're like, no, look, they're dancing Taylor Swift. They're singing Shake It Off. Like,
we're normal not people.
Evil. We're just people. We're like normal people. It's like all of them in that video.
It's just not what normal people do.
They could all like have people killed. Like they could all just like have people killed and get away with it. Like no problem.
I wish he had gone like we can make $1 billion with a performance. Like we made $1 trillion exploiting the housing crisis and ruining America.
We made a trillion dollars by
buying up 44% of all homes in 2022.
Why don't we just stick with that? Yeah, our disciplined and thematic approach to investing. Okay.
Oh yeah, is that what that's called?
Disciplining the masses for their
to sit for their gruel. To sit for their bug shakes.
Good thing I never am going to have to buy a house.
You might. You might want to.
I might want to. I'm never going to be able to.
Let's talk about Matt Reif. What are these allegations you got here?
Matt Reif.
Matt Rifle. I think it's Reif.
He's the one who got the jaw surgery.
Yeah,
right?
But basically,
the plastic surgeon really fucked his
who made like a super vague illusion about like how he has a celebrity client, and then he all of a sudden was like, "Just so you know, it's illegal to say who they are." I guess it's you.
Yeah. Just so you know, you can't disclose that information. That's private. It's like, oh, I guess. That's who that
Ooh.
Is. It's anyway, he's like a TikTok comedian, which means that like he just posts videos of him doing crowd work.
TikTok comedian?
Yeah.
That's how he
got popular on TikTok.
Really?
But the big thing with him is that he's just a hot guy. So a lot of his fans are just like women.
Not really.
All his TikTok shit was like him being like a hot guy and him being like, oh my God, he's funny and like, you know.
And hot.
And he was kind of leaning into that. And then he put out, I don't know if it was a Netflix special or a special for something else, but he went hard, like, dude bro, like, vaguely misogynist
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
And all his fans were like,
The one joke that I saw was, like, he was, like, talking about how a server or a waiter, like, had a black eye. And they were like bring them to her table, and he's like, I always feel bad because like I know the food's gonna be bad there because if she cooked good food, she wouldn't have that black eye. That was the joke.
Okay,
so it's like, domestic violence.
There's definitely been edgier comedians, but like it was just a big departure from what he was doing before.
Which is, I'm hot and funny sometimes. And the way that he responded to the criticism was, he was like, if you guys have been like offended by this like joke, please go here and like tell them about it. And the link took you to like a special needs helmet that you could buy.
Okay.
So it's what like, the fuck? So he kind of, a lot of people are hating on
shooting
him right
shooting yourself
now.
In the foot.
And now,
for whatever reason.
Because it's like cool to hate him. Because before he was like on the top of the world, like people loved him, or people loved him. People thought he was hot. And so he was like going to parties and he thought he was the shit. So he has a bunch of people coming out against him right now because they're like, yeah, he's the biggest asshole in the world. Like he thinks he's the coolest guy ever, even though he just kind of fucking sucks. And the funniest part about all of this to me is that it's like, it's just a guy, like, he basically got, like, he won the genetic lottery and looks really good.
He doesn't look that good even before,
but
I think.
For the people who are, like that kind of guy, he, like,
sure.
he probably would be, like, working at, like, he would be an ugly guy in any other point in time. It's like, he found exactly the right time that he was, like, a hot heartthrob, because he's tall and he's got...
He's the classic TikTok hot guy.
Yeah, exactly. So I think he just kind of, like, he blew, like, what was just, like, a miracle opportunity for him, where it's like, and I'm also funny, and I watched him on a couple of podcasts because I was just curious about the drama, and he was always talking about, like, people don't really, like, it's actually harder to be, like, it's harder to be, like, hot and funny than it is to be ugly and funny, because, like, people are so focused on you being hot that they kind of are like, it's got to be
really
funny.
It really is an issue, you know?
What are the allegations?
That he, like sexually assaulted people in parties
classic,
and stuff. And
classic also allegations.
Also that he's just
what else
kind of,
what is,
kind
was
of
it
a jerk.
Be? Even though I asked.
Kind of a that's, jerk.
Yeah. He's also, a lot of the allegations are just that he's like a jerk who like goes around.
Well, that's not an allegation. That could just be, you
that
know,
could just be true.
An opinion.
Yeah. I think like whenever anyone's like in the allegations that you said that I think you're a jerk, and it's like, that's probably true for that person, where it's like you could have just been a jerk to that person.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
fine.
If you're really trying to come about with an allegation, you should, you know, tell a better one.
Yeah, exactly.
But just calling somebody a jerk, I'm willing to be like, okay, yeah,
yeah, whatever. They are what they are. That's, jerk is like such a nebulous term.
Well, I just want to know why he fucked up his face like he did.
That before and after.
Again,
photo.
I don't think his before was that good, but his after is really
fucking
bad.
Let me define the before and after.
The after's fucking crazy, because it's like, he has like wings now.
Yeah, he had like a kind of normal ass like face and jawline. Like, again, I don't think he's that hot, but I can see why people might... why did he do this? Why did he get this plastic surgery to just expand his like jaw out to space?
It is kind of insane. Like he has like little pockets there now.
I mean, that's the reason he's successful.
Yeah, because he's hot. So
that,
he's like
that jawline works on TikTok.
He's looks maxing Jackson.
No, you gotta, there's like way more fucked up angles on that shit. It doesn't look great.
Those are both,
he does look like
there.
The chin in that angle, he looks like, because
crimson chin.
I just think he's like, I don't know, he's not like super, like, I guess like whenever I watch him, I'm always like, damn, you are so lucky you're hot, because this fucking sucks. This is such a bad fucking...
But being one of those guys and turning like into misogynist humor is also very funny.
I
like,
do
why
think...
Why did you... You thought this was going to change your shit?
Well, he thought he was funny. So he's like, see, I think this is funny, so like I'm actually kind of a comedic genius. And he's like, oh no, wait, you're just... I like misogynist humor as much as the next guy, but you also have to be like,
yeah, you gotta know what your strengths are.
Yeah, it's also, you have to know your audience, where yeah. Like he's like, people only like me because I'm hot, so that should probably be
a big factor in your comedic. I put on some cartoons and now they're both watching very intently.
Yeah, I love cartoons.
I do
Billy
love
and Mandy.
Adventures of Billy,
Billy
and Mandy.
Mandy.
I love Billy and Mandy.
I love cartoons.
Brown Bricks Hot Tip.
Brown Bricks Podcast.
Watch the Grim Adventures of Billy
podcast.
And Mandy. It's fucking awesome.
This is such a weird episode.
It is my favorite Cartoon Network show, I will say.
It's pretty funny. You know what else is pretty funny?
What else is funny?
The Hunter Avalon situation.
What's that?
So Hunter Avalon's like a debate bro streamer.
Yeah.
He's like, debate me bro. And his previous girlfriend She was, they broke up because she wanted to do a, all black.
It's real interested.
Yeah. It's like,
you gotta turn this cartoon off.
Did you get high before you came over?
I didn't. No, I'm just hungover.
There's cartoon.
I have fucking Gen Z brain, bro.
Yeah. It's, anyways, he has a new girlfriend, and apparently that new girlfriend, she broke up with like a game developer, and the game developer put air tags in her luggage.
What?
So when he put air tags in her luggage, he tracked her to like Hunter Avalon's apartment.
What?
And he came with a shotgun and just shot him, but like didn't like kill him. They just shot her in the leg. And there's some really funny texts where like he's trying to communicate with them, and like the girl is like, "You shot me in the leg," and he just says, "No, oh no, I didn't mean to do that." And she's like, "Bro, just give it up." And he's like, "I will if you never see him again." And she says, "Okay."
Okay.
So it's very You're funny going because to prison. He had this like. So that all happened, and then the cops came and killed him. And then, so they...
But the guy died?
So she has a GoFundMe, because she's like, I got shot in the leg, and Hunter Avalon didn't have anything happen to him, but he has a GoFundMe for, like, the...
Trauma
for like, the trauma, and he's gained, like, $50,000. And the weirdest part about it was, like, that night... He was like, debate me about a guy coming to my house. Like, he got on YouTube and was like, and I was like, bro, like,
what?
Don't just log off for like 5 days. And yeah. He got on YouTube and Twitter and he's like, debate me, bro. And so he was like calling people in about like gun rights. And it was just like, this is not.
So he was like, that's just fine that this happened to me.
Yeah. Well, no, he's like, it's because like you can easily get a gun that this happened. And then people were like, if people were like, I don't want to debate you about this because you just got shot. And he's like, that's fine. What position?
Well, he explicitly didn't get shot.
Yeah, I know.
And also, this was his ex-girlfriend coming to his place?
No, this is his girlfriend's ex-boyfriend. His ex-girlfriend, they broke up apparently because she wanted an all-black orgy.
What?
And she wanted an all-black huge dick orgy or whatever, according to the text. He sent those out, and he's like, my girlfriend fucking sucks.
But another debate, bro, online, Destiny is getting divorced from his wife, who's been obviously cucking him for the last...
They had an open
their entire marriage, you know?
Open relationships. Again, I will always stand by the fact that, like...
You're just
getting
cucked. It
always feels like one person really wants the open relationship, and the other person likes that other person.
Yeah. And I don't know... If you actually liked them, why you would let that happen?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's kind of, I don't know. It's definitely crazy. I think that just is how every open relationship's going to end. It just sucks that he got married to her, so now he has to like give her half his stuff.
Nah, I fucking hate Destiny. He can eat a fat dick.
That's probably true.
he could get divorced and lose all his stuff. That's fine.
I guess, yeah.
And maybe now he might go think about taking care of his child. Just kidding. No, he fucking won't.
He just threw him in like a cornfield in Nebraska.
I'm so glad I don't know shit about streamers.
Yeah. It's a very degenerate world.
Oh, yeah. We could talk about the new Twitch TOS thing that happened the other day.
I did hear about that.
It was a very funny day.
Artistic nudity is allowed now, right?
No, yeah. But now it's not.
Now it's not. It's in 2 days, they immediately reversed it because everyone was just doing
animated nudity porn. Was what it was supposed to be, and everybody took that to be any kind of nudity.
Well, any drawn.
Drawn nudity.
So all the VTubers were like, here's my model naked, like on screen. Yeah. I'm drawing it, so it's fine.
And a lot of porn artists were just immediately like drawing some horrific shit.
What was Twitch hoping would happen?
It was funny because I think it was something where a lot of like these big like titty streamers, they were like, okay, I want to stream with my titties out. So the meta became for a little bit to like chop off the camera at like exactly
their
nipples.
I heard about that.
And they're like, oh no, I'm wearing something under this actually, but like it's just really low cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think a lot of people were like, this is basically making Twitch a porn site. And then a lot of people on the other end were like, it's bullshit if you're going to ban people for this. Like, this is like, this is just women showing off their bodies. And it just is so fucked up that you're like banning people for like, you know, just like showing off their bodies and doing nothing. And it's like, and so Twitch, I think, came out and they're like, we have to like allow people to show off their bodies. So like artistic nudity is okay. And then in the back of the crowd.
Just kind of more like clarifying a lot of shit that like you could kind of go halfway in on and not get banned, but then, some other people would get banned. They're like, all right, fuck it. You guys get that, and we're going to let that happen.
They thought that it was just going to be the big titty streamers, yeah. like 13-year-olds.
Somehow they didn't anticipate other people jumping in. But then they
saw in the back of the room, there was a bunch of furry porn artists, and they're like, artistic nudity, you say? And then they go, and then they just have a bunch of big furries.
Why did they just let people draw porn? You know, I heard what they did was like the stuff that was like tagged with that didn't get shared on like the homepage, right?
But also they didn't have any way to like blur thumbnails, so you're still seeing shit like immediately when you went into like the art category or just chatting. Yeah, immediately you're just seeing this shit.
Those were the most popular.
They're not blurred.
There's so much shit going like back and forth, and like you said, the inconsistent links. Like, just quarantine this shit. Just be like, all right, as much fucking like drawn titties or like out of screen titties as you need to do, but you're going in a section that unless you have a confirmed your 18 account, you can't get to it.
Well, I mean, that's another thing that they suggested, just like make a porn site for Twitch, but it's like, what? Like, it's not
They don't
want
to do that. Yeah. That's going to ruin advertising for them.
Because like, they're also owned by
Amazon. Like a different site that's analogous, but not.
I mean, porn sites always go after, like credit card processors always just fuck those guys. And Amazon probably does not want to have like credit card processors fucking with them, because then they're like, hey, Amazon, maybe MasterCard doesn't work on Amazon from here on out. And they're like, oh yeah, shut it down. That is crazy, because it's like all porn sites, it's like MasterCard and Visa, every time like a porn site like gets a little too big for their britches, they're like, whoa, we're gonna stop processing payments. And they're like, we can do PayPal. Please. It's like, no, you can't do PayPal. It's like, I guess we're dead. And then they explode. It's awesome.
What? Weird. No, it was a wild day on Twitch. Just going into the fucking art section. I'm like, what the fuck? You guys are all drunk.
It did kind of rock. It was just like, oh yeah, this is what you want to do, Twitch. Like, this is what your platform will be if you allow this.
Well,
like,
people haven't stopped doing certain other, like, they've stopped drawing porn explicitly on Twitch, but other, like, in the just chatting section, people are still just uploading, like, streaming, like, hours long videos of, like, twerk compilations.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's still happening.
Just, like, actual porn for children. Like, it's just...
Yeah, like, who's watching? I guess it's children.
It's just 13-year-olds who can't get access to Pornhub. And then like,
What 13-year-old can get on Twitch and watch that but can't watch
but
Pornhub?
Doesn't know how to figure out how to watch
Twitch
porn?
Twitch isn't blocked by, like ISP. Like, if your parents set up, you can't go on porn, then it's like, oh, shit, I can't get to Pornhub. But I can get to Twitch. And guess what's on Twitch? 8 hours twerk compilation. Family Guy. Sidelined with
just
Family Guy funny
moments.
Need
to figure out how to get more resourceful, you know? I could get around any kind of fucking...
Yeah, you can find
ISP
porn
block. Yeah.
No, it's more just like, if it's right there, kids are going to watch it and be like, hot dog, that's awesome.
No, gets a fat ass twerking on screen. Wow.
I do like how it's like all of those like titty streamers that like, you know, there are like streamers that are women who have tits, and like that's like a completely different thing than like the people who are like titty streamers, TM, where it's like the Amaranth of the world, where it's like, I need like,
well, she just does porn now pretty much.
Yeah. I'm just going to do porn basically, but like safe for work porn. Those people, like, they only attract the audience of either teenagers or, like, actual very creepy dudes. And I'm like, damn, that life must fucking suck if you just get on and you're like, well, my entire chat is either people who want to, like, wear my skin or people who are underage. So this is awesome. I love Twitch.
This is good. This is a healthy
thing. But I'm making a lot of money from those weird guys who want to, like, find out what my address is. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to, you know, be a sex worker ever. It's never, like, been easy.
Here's the next top streamer. They're going to take two of Twitch's most popular types of content. They're going to combine.
What do you think those are?
Who dresses real, shows a lot of skin, and while they're twerking, they debate someone.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Twerk debate off.
That'd be awesome. Debate.
And there's also Family Guy Funny Moments compilation.
Yeah, there
the
is
top.
Also that, or Subway Surfers playing.
Yeah.
Why don't they do Temple Run on the side? I like Temple Run.
I don't know. Subway Surfer just survived. It survived that mask.
Temple Run's a better visual style.
Nah, Subway Surfer's simpler.
I like Subway Surfers more than Temple Run.
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Let's see. You know what else I'm sorry about?
What are you sorry about?
So I had a very funny...
I don't forgive you.
I had a very funny... What's it called? I had a very funny interaction with somebody at the grocery store today. So basically I was in line at like a checkout thing because I normally do self-checkout, but I had alcohol, so I just needed to like get someone to check my ID and it was quicker that way.
The worst.
And the person in front of me, they were like an old woman and like her clearly autistic daughter. And it was very funny.
What do you mean? Visually clearly?
Well, when I started putting my stuff on like the... So I put the separator and I started putting my stuff on like the rack,
mm-hmm.
and she started grabbing it and like making sure that it was perfect, and she like laid it down and like individually like got creases out of like bags of like fries that I was getting, and so she was she was doing it perfectly, and she's like boom boom boom, and so I put it there and I was like, oh, thank you so much for that, like when she was doing that, she was like very happy and excited, and I was like, thanks for that. And she's like, yay. And she like went over to her mom and was like really excited.
How old?
And then she was like maybe like 20.
Oh.
Yeah. But then afterwards she like went up to the next person behind me. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? and then she like cowered away, and I was like, oh yeah. I probably shouldn't have encouraged
her.
She
learned a lesson that day.
Yeah. That not everyone's going to be hyped
trust
about
no one.
You organizing like their groceries.
It's just, I don't think this is the first time she's done this, but I feel like you would have learned that lesson a while ago. I feel like I might have even been like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Touch my grocery.
I would just kind of let it happen. I was like, you go, do whatever you want.
I guess, well, I didn't see what
she
saw.
She was being handy. You should have gone to that person and said, what the fuck are you doing? And you go, no, bro, you're going to like it.
No, you're going to love this.
No. It's great. Why?
I do think it would be funny if it's like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, no, bro, just let her work her magic.
Her,
and she just opens like
shit.
The Entenmann's and just eats a bunch of his donuts. It's like, stop.
I didn't know she was going to do that.
She was going to do that. I'm sorry.
I fucked up. I'm sorry. It wasn't what she did for me.
I thought she was going to organize it all for
you. Yeah, no, but she just ate all your groceries.
I'm so sorry.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Do you think the grocery store should hire her to just be the grocery organizer?
Would you rather them be like Walmart greeters or like grocery organizers?
What do you mean them?
Autistic people. Who do you think I meant? The people with hyper autism, not like oh man,
I think you should give her like a fun little diagram of the store that she can like shuffle around, and then let her organize how the store should be set up.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
and then you have like to follow them.
All the money that they like some of these like big grocery chains probably put into like perfectly optimizing how stuff mm-hmm. should be laid out. You just let autistic people do it.
Yeah.
You go, oh my God.
There should be trains here. Aisle of trains.
This is a bottle train store.
Different trains.
Model train store.
You can play with
now.
The trains. You can play with the trains right there.
There are trains to sample and try out so you know which one is the best train before you buy it.
It's a big choo-choo that goes all the way around the store. All the way around.
And just four aisles of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Change the name to Wall Train.
Genius.
Oh, fuck. We made her our CEO.
Why didn't we make her CEO?
No.
I have a vision for this company.
Yeah,
I would love it. Like the moment that goes out, it's like all of our numbers are down. No one's shopping at Walmart anymore, and she's like not in there because she's in all the stores playing with the
trains. Paying her too much. She's buying all the stock. She's doing a hostile takeover, and she only buys an even percentages of shares.
Some sort of leveraged buyout where she buys all the trains we buy for the store. I don't know what it is. She's wearing her magic. I like this train too.
I think we're making money.
We need to get more different kinds of trains. I already have all the trains that we stock.
What do you mean?
They don't make any other kinds of trains.
We need to buy.
We need to make.
We need to buy the companies that make the trains and make them make more kinds of trains.
Different kinds of trains. But, like, you know, the same. Like, they shouldn't be bad trains. They should be good trains.
They're all good trains.
No, some of them are bad trains. Some of them I don't like. I don't.
Some of them are bad trains. We need to get rid of the bad train.
I don't like coal one. I don't like.
Like the coal train.
One with choo choo not on front.
No.
No.
What about the ones with faces?
No, trains don't have faces.
Trains don't have faces. You know this. I told you before we set up the store that you can't have face trains in there.
No Thomas to tank it.
Thomas is okay, though.
Thomas is different.
I only like Thomas.
Thomas is different.
What about Diesel? Is he cool?
No, he's bad.
No.
What about the engineer?
I don't know.
That's not a train. That's a guy.
Big fat mayor.
Yeah, he's a guy. But is he cool?
No.
No, he's not a train.
I'm the engineer.
All right.
All right, cool.
Good shit.
You know, on one last thing, I guess, Senate staffer caught filming gay sex tape in the Senate hearing.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. That's
how often is that room just empty that they were able to do that?
It is kind of awesome. Right?
This isn't your first time, is it?
Yeah, no, it's got to be something where it's like constantly like scouting it and knowing that they're going to do it in there. It's not like a clear office where they were like, oh shit, we need to film a sex tape right now. Like, oh, let's go into there. It's like,
yeah.
Senate hearing floor, you had to like wait. You had to like wait
yeah.
And like...
You had to pay like some of the guards off or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
And be like, we're not doing another J6.
And I'm sure somebody's seen like the video from there before and it's like, that. What the fuck is this set?
Yeah.
They got like, it looks like the Senate hearing.
Well, I don't
floor.
Think he was making a public sex tape. That'd yeah, be wild.
Sure. But that would be fun.
That would be awesome if he was like public facing and just like, because like, you know,
he was on that one day abusing the new Twitch rules.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
this
yeah,
is,
yeah,
live,
we gotta go
live
now.
Streaming from the Senate hearing.
He made it artistic by painting a Cyclops on his ass.
This is all political art.
Yeah,
right
this is called politics as someone mm-hmm. shoves like, the Statue of Liberty in his butthole.
Mm-hmm. Was it just him or was there a second person?
If it's just a guy, it's not a gay sex
tape.
Yeah,
not
right?
a gay sex tape. It's just a guy playing with himself.
Yeah, that could be for women.
Yeah. He's like, I'm imagining a hot lady right here, actually.
Fucking my ass.
Jerking off, shoving shit in my ass. I'm imagining a hot lady shoving shit in my ass.
The babes are going to love this.
The babes. Oh, I'm going to get so many babes.
I'm going to get so many babes.
he's sitting there right, shoving shit in his ass off the Senate floor. He's like, oh, babe train, here it comes. Choo-choo.
If I had caught that guy, I would have waited to see who showed up to fuck him and see which senator walks through the door.
Oh, you think it's gonna be a senator?
You wouldn't have said it. You would have gone ahead and peeked your eye.
Yeah, I would have hid behind the chairs.
Yeah,
in the back.
They're all hiding like it's J6, where they're just like, there's someone ooh, out there making ooh. A gay porno. They're on the Senate floor. You see someone's like tweeting, and they're like crouched down under the seats. They're like, I wasn't able to leave before they started having gay sex.
These aren't the secrets I was looking to find.
That's awesome.
I've learned too much.
You know who else learned too much? I haven't actually watched this video. I just thought the process was funny. It was
like a
business video, so
you better
show
a lot us
of corporate videos.
That video is a minute long.
Oh shit. Yeah, it's probably not worth it.
You didn't watch it even, so you couldn't even give us his rundown of what the hell it even was.
No, what it is so there's a there's like an intern that's been putting like tickets to Cancun on her company card. And it's just like an intern for like a yeah. company. And cool. they were all confronting her.
Giving
about
an
it,
intern
like,
a company
meeting.
Card's awesome.
I don't understand why they would do that. It's just such an ad. Like, what do you need a company card for if you're like an intern to get coffee?
To buy tickets to Cancun. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Maybe she needed to go to Cancun for business.
That's true.
For what her internship.
What business would there be?
So she got caught doing that and
yeah.
they just confronted her?
And they just confronted her, but apparently...
On a Zoom
she, like,
call?
She's like, I thought I was like... I was trying to like improve.
Free money.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. That's why I was like, ooh, this will be funny. I'm sure. I guess it was. I guess I'm just a fucking screw.
What are you going to buy with your company card?
Maybe Jack? It wasn't that bad. Maybe she wasn't going to Cancun. Maybe she was buying cans of raccoon meat. Canned coon.
That would be good.
I mean raccoons.
Y'all. I mean raccoons. By that, I mean raccoons. Raccoons.
What are you buying with your company card? Wouldn't you get yours?
Cancun as well.
What? You can't but do that.
Can you buy me an Xbox?
Yeah. One of my friends at the company has a company card, but I just never want to get one because I'm like, why would I?
It sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it sounds like I could only fuck up with it. Like, it I'd rather just like pay for my shit or like get reimbursed after they like fly me out somewhere. Because then you can just be like, give me money. And they're like, okay. You get 2% on your card, your cash back on your card.
That's why you got to become an executive and you use the company card. And
then you can just use the company jet.
Well, yeah.
We got 6 jets.
What? What the?
And one of them's mine.
PJs?
Yeah, PJs.
I love a good PJ.
One of them's mine. One of them stores all my trains and it flies right
mine.
One of them has all my trains and it flies right behind.
Whatever. And they're all tied together, moved together like a train.
kind of like a train.
Awesome.
It's a sky train.
Yeah, has anybody done that?
The pilots are like, oh my God. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Yes,
oh my
yes,
God.
Yes, yes. They're like, fuck. Like, they're all in like
how
their
the fuck are we going to land?
Very slowly.
We need a very long runway.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
It could work.
We could do it.
It could work.
Yeah, it could work.
Elon?
Elon seems like the type.
He's never going to do anything and call it a train.
God, what?
No, he hates the idea of trains.
Why doesn't Elon do like some crazy shit? Like, again, like make the world's biggest diamond, blow up that diamond making facility. Just do like funny shit.
Just because billionaires are boring now. They're not eccentric anymore.
Like,
there used to be the term eccentric billionaire. Now they're just kind of guys.
Now they're guys who want like Reddit.
Now they're just boomers that fucking post memes on Facebook. Well,
do you think rich people know about magic and they're keeping it secret from us?
No.
I bet there's like something that's being kept a secret from us. I bet there's some shit that we don't know about, but it's probably just like really good.
Probably,
yeah, you don't think
probably
it's
fucking boring.
You don't think there's any jewels of power?
I think there's at least 5 gems of power.
What colors are they?
Red, blue, green, yellow.
Orange,
no.
Purple?
I'd accept purple.
Okay.
But there's
no orange.
But there's a 6th one that only a few know about, the dark black gem of power.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
And I have that one.
All right. Thanks, like, everybody.
Oh, no. Wait. Yeah. Wait. You got one more bit in us? No, that's probably.
I don't know that I do.
No, I think we're good.
I think once I start going for gems of power, I'm going to ask Steve.
And a gem of power. What do you think about gems of power?
And
email us at brownbrickspodcast.
Gem of power.
At gmail.com.
Merry Christmas, yeah.
I love you. We're going to have a Nodcast next week.
We will, but yeah. Merry Christmas for now.
Okay. Yeah, Merry almost Christmas.
Merry Hanukkah.
End the podcast.
Oh, did you hear about Kwanzaa?
Okay.
No.
One sec. Really quick. Apparently, the guy who made Kwanzaa just raped a bunch of girls with a soldering iron.
What? When?
A couple of decades ago. Oh. But I was like, I always thought Kwanzaa was cool, but apparently the guy who made it was like pretending
but
to be.
But apparently
like,
it's even cooler than I thought.
Every time anybody mentions Kwanzaa is how it's not a real holiday.
Yeah, but then people are like, we celebrate it because of the African heritage. But then like, apparently the guy who made it just raped a bunch of girls with soldering irons.
Kwanzaa bot? How could you?
I don't even know. What the fuck is Kwanzaa? I've been giving out this book for 30 years.